Bruce Slade from Newgate Farm is our next guest on Talking Horses. How are you this morning, Bruce?
Yeah, good, thank you, Joe. Very well up on the Gold Coast for the Magic Millions breeding stock sales over the next couple of weeks. So, yeah, enjoying ourselves very much.
And that's the subject we'll talk about first. A lovely consignment of mares you've got going through that sale.
Yeah, thanks, Joe. Listen, we did everything from even changing our name to Newgate Consignment for the sale for the first time. Just really worked hard on targeting nice mares to put forward in the marketplace. The sort of more the top end mares, the top end of the market, the top 25% of the market across the board, across the globe, has been so strong. So we really targeted those mares in the top quarter in terms of their profiles and broodmare prospects. And, you know, we've been just so grateful to the people that have supported us and backed us to sell their mares on their behalf. We've ended up with over 70 mares for this Gold Coast broodmare sales. It's a big job, but there's a lot of nice prospects and good quality stuff in there. So hopefully it'll be a real success.
Mm. Yeah, 72 mares, quite a remarkable group. And it includes the Group 1 VRC Meyer Classic winner and winner of over $1.5 million in prize money, I Am A Star.
Yeah, you know, and huge thanks to Matthew Samblong for entrusting her with us. You know, definitely the most, the best credentialed daughter of I'm Invincible to ever be offered at auction. A group winner at 2, 3, 4 and 5, a Group 2 winner twice this season alone. And to back that all up, Joe, she's a really athletic, pretty type. I think people are going to be really impressed when they see her in the flesh. You can really see why she could gallop. And she's from the big family, you know. She's from a sire-making family.
Mm. And you've really marketed these mares well. Their results and their reputations help sell them, of course. But to complement that, you've also compiled a significant amount of information via the sales and video passports to aid potential purchasers?
Yeah, 100%. And our marketing manager, Leanna Packard, worked extremely hard to put those all together and done a superb job, I think. I mean, we obviously took the idea from Elite Sales in America, who do a very similar thing with Passport, and market their mares very well in the US. And we basically, Henry's very good friends with Brad Wiseboard and the team there, so they allowed us to use some of their IP, and basically we've just done what they've done, and I think, you know, it really gives you a really good in-depth look at the pedigree. So not only what's on the page, but what's coming through, you know, foals coming through from the different fillies in the family. Real in-depth look at their race record through analysis by Daniel O'Sullivan, who's a terrific form judge, and just gives you real insight into the quality of performances and where exactly their best winning distance may have been, whether they've got some future racing prospects or racing in them. We give pretty much mock-up programs of where you might target them the next racing season if they've got racing upside. And then just, the, you know, the videos are so good, Joe, just because they recap their big wins. I mean, it's pretty easy to forget sometimes how good these mares were or some of their better performances when it's 1, 2, 3 years ago. So just to relive those moments and relive those wins and see who they beat, you know, it always, you know, allows you to reappreciate how good and how talented they were.
Absolutely. And in stallion news for Newgate, well, firstly, Deep Field continues to go from strength to strength. He produced his 15th winner during the week at Wyong.
Yeah, it's causing us a real headache, Joe. in a very good way. Like, obviously, we stood him at an advertised fee of $40,000 plus GST this year, and just this week, in fact, we've been calling people to let them know that basically, you know, they can send a mare, but they can't send four as they would like. And that's always a hard conversation to have. But essentially, we've had to turn away 3/4 of applications for them just because, you know, we really don't want to cover more than 199 mares this season. We just want to sort of look after them for the long term. So that gives you an idea of how many applications he had, how much demand he's had. I think, you know, once a serious part of the season has kicked in from the 1st of March, you know, the autumn and the biggest, stronger 2-year-olds start rolling out, he's just gone from strength to strength. You know, he's had the 15 winners. He's 2 behind better than Rennie, so we're trying to chase him down, which is a bit of an exciting race for us. And obviously, from the prize money point of view, we won't get past Sidestep, who's done a great job and produced a slip winner in his first crop. But I suppose 15 winners, 6 stakes horses, and a couple more months in the season to go. We're very excited about his prospects. You know, just given where Northern Meteor was at the same stage. He's probably tracking alongside his champion, his own champion, Sire. So, gee, I hope he can be the next Northern Meteor for us.
And Minari, interesting news there that he'll be returning to breeding duties.
Yeah, listen, just an amazing talent, Joe, on the racetrack, obviously, and we just want to do everything we can to give him an opportunity to pass on some of that freakish speed he's got. It was an interesting thing last season. The way he retired to start wasn't done in sort of what we'd call normal circumstances. You know, you remember he was going towards the Everest and hurt himself and therefore was retired 2 days before the start of the breeding season. So he sort of arrived at the farm and 48 hours later was asked to cover a commercial book of mares and wasn't given that time to let down. So what we found was, you know, he got, he was 12 or 13 out of his first 50-odd in foal, which obviously was below normal limits. He then had a bit of had that 10, 15 mares where he didn't get a mare in foal. And then he had about a week off just to let down and restock. And John North, one of the shareholders in Minari, decided, oh, I'll off in a few mares to him and see what happens. Just have a crack because there might be a bit of scarcity value around them. And his last five mares all went in foal. Bang, 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 bang. So there is a bit of a light there, a light at the end of the tunnel that we just feel if we can just give him the 3 months leading into the season to let down, we'll limit them to one or two a day, depending on what the collection shows and what the expert advice says. And, you know, there's a feeling there that if we let him let down and we look after him in terms of his number of mares covered each day, that he might be able to bounce back to somewhere near normal terms. And if we can do that, well, that'll be just a great thing for the industry and a great thing for the farm and a great thing for his shareholders.
Yeah, absolutely. Very interesting story there. Bruce, thanks for joining us on the show this morning and good luck for a busy week on the Gold Coast.
Thank you for having me, Joe. All the best.